at any rate, we were talking about the fact that we're at a point where civilization could disappear entirely. And as a consequence, perhaps we had to go to war somewhere in order to stop the kind of cocky arrogance that folks like Osama bin Laden were beginning to get over victories like the victory at the World Trade Center. And we had to establish a Pax Americana, like the Pax Britannica or the Pax Romana.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days of Pax Romana, you could go all the way from Britain. There's a kid over in Britain who basically got a message from his dad. His dad was in Asia Minor. That's thousands of miles away. He got a message that his dad needed him. He jumped on a horse, and there were posts, you know that there were paved highways back in the days of the Roman Empire that spanned the entire empire. And every 40 miles on those highways, most people don't know this, there were post houses. Those post houses kept fresh horses, just like the Pony Express. So that if you wanted to get someplace fast, every 40 miles, you stopped, you changed horses, you went the next 40 miles. When that horse was worn out, you changed for another horse. This guy was over in Asia Minor from England so fast that it was ridiculous. And his name was Constantine. And the city of Constantinople,
yep,
which later became Byzantium, the city we were talking about before,
exactly,
was named after him. So at any rate, that was the Pax Romana. Then in 1816 or 1814, the British defeated Napoleon. And the result was the Pax Britannica. And that meant roughly 70 years or more of peace. In fact, when it came to world wars, it led to 100 years of peace. And those 100 years of peace were glorious. And the Cold War is one of the longest unheralded pieces we've ever had. It was a period of incredible stability, despite all the minor things and horrible things that were going on during that period of time. Well, we will be supremely blessed if we are able to achieve a Pax Americana. And I'm not saying that the war in Iraq is the solution to that problem. It's produced more headaches than more problems than it's solved. Although, again, looking at CNN yesterday and today and talking about culture swinging back and forth like a pendulum, one of the things that keeps culture swinging back and forth like a pendulum is that humans are eternally bored. They get bored very easily.
True.
So on Sunday, all of the news on CNN was about the triumph of the elections in Iraq. All of Tuesday's news was Michael Jackson. Now, we have to see if the triumph of that election, which was really remarkable, went against everybody's expectations, that is in terms of the turnout. We have to see if that results in anything substantive. We don't know if it will.
Well, it probably will take years.
Right. I'm sure it will take years. That's another thing. When people talk about exit strategies, they're talking about suicide strategies. Because you don't do anything worthwhile in just a year and a half or a quarterly cycle.
No, whether you agree with this war or not, our troops, unfortunately or fortunately, are there to stay for
a
long time.
We're there to stay, too. We have a long-term commitment.
Condoleezza Rice says they're not leaving until the Iraqis can take over and defend themselves, and that's not going to happen for a long
time. Well, to switch, basically to finish up on the Pax Americana thought, yes, I agreed with the folks who wrote out the plans for a new world order. Not because it was some sort of global order that was going to determine that you and I should die, but because we need a new form of peace, and peace only comes when there is a dominant force, a single dominant force, like Rome or like Britain, that is able to keep everybody else quiet.
So you would support that?
Yes, I would support that, absolutely.
As long as you were one of the New World Order board of directors.
Well, not exactly. I'm perfectly happy to have things go the American way. Because, look, we're fairly benevolent when it comes to other cultures. Yes, we may put McDonald's in their culture, but that doesn't mean that the Italians stop eating spaghetti. And, yes, we eat pizza. That doesn't mean that the Romans have conquered New York City.
It's sort of like a Star Trek federation of planets, almost?
Yes, exactly. So we tend to be pretty benevolent. And, yes, we do cherish other cultural contributions. That's why we do have pizza parlors all over the place. But the alternative to that, if the alternative to that is a Mad Max wasteland, which is exactly what will happen if those weapons that are right now, those nuclear weapons that are right now going retail, get into the wrong hands, and they are going into the wrong hands,
because
who else would want them?
No question about it.